You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which we like to refer to as Friday Eve. It is Friday Eve all day long. That means tomorrow is the beginning of your weekend. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Man, I'm great. I'm feeling a little warmer.
I notice you're in t-shirt land right now.
I don't. We'll see if the window opens. we'll see. But we're what, creeping on into the 30s.
It's getting balmy outside. I might roll my sleeves up. I don't even know what to think about this.
Yeah, it's
got up this morning though. It was 19 degrees. Woo, or 14 degrees.
Yeah.
Either way, the slough's still frozen in the back of my house.
Supposed to come back again, I think, here in this weekend, right?
Come back cold?
Yeah, we got some.
We have an Arctic blast coming again this weekend.
That's what I'm seeing in the forecast is like 14, 15 temps.
Somebody, I think it might have been the lovely Charlene, told me we'd be looking at like 60 degrees next week.
Yeah, next
that's
week.
That's madness.
Yeah, we've got a little. Yeah, well, I mean, it's the South.
Okay.
So
if you don't like the weather around here, wait 10 minutes. It'll change.
We'll have flowers blooming here.
mosquitoes coming out.
For 3.5 hours.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we do have a great show laid on for you, though, regardless of the weather. So, coming up at 3:30 today, you know the deal. It's Thursday. That means at 3:30, we're going to do a round of Butters and Lee. So Butters and Lee with us at 3:30. Stay tuned for that one. And then, listen, I got a triple dipper today. We might just cross the Rubicon. I'm just saying, this is like some wackiness kind of stuff. So hit it, man.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, border wars. Y'all, I have never seen anything like this in my lifetime. The 10th Amendment. Not just the 10th Amendment like, hey, we don't like what you're doing, stop it. 10th Amendment like, we called out our National Guard to stop you from doing it, big government. This is an odd and unusual situation. We are staring right now at the fact that the state of Texas has decided that it is no longer going to allow federal intervention in certain parts of the border because they claim the federals are just basically doing a horrible job of it, kicked them out, and are claiming full jurisdiction over some parts of the border. Right or wrong? 10th Amendment, what do you think? We'll talk about it in more detail here. Number one, Triple Dipper, border wars. Number two, who the frick is the World Economic Forum? These people are like an entire host of Bond villains. I mean, and they say the most unusual stuff. It's like watching an episode of The Hunger Games mixed with something like, I don't know, Austin Powers, and then on top of that, you add in James Bond. It's obnoxious, can we take them serious? Well, we're going to talk about some strange things that came out of the last few days. World Economic Forum, Hunger Games. That's number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, Big Brother is watching you. I told you, this is a Triple Dipper that might just push some of y'all over the edge. Try not to. Hang in there with me. Number three, Big Brother is watching you. Did you know that we've just discovered that Big Brother, the government, has been monitoring where you spend money? Like, not just like figuring it out for like just fun, monitoring it because you might be an extremist if, I don't know, you shopped at a sporting goods store. We'll talk about that. Number three, Triple Dipper, Big Brother is watching you. As if that wasn't enough, boy, do I have a monologue for you. And I'll go ahead and just tell you guys first, the Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama, is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. We are pleased to have them on board. They are open 7 days a week at all locations, and they will see all ages. I'm talking like pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see all of you. You get sick on a weekend, there they are, they're open. Southern Immediate Care, with places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area, and more on the way. So, yeah, you check them out, Southern Immediate Care, and they are indeed the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. Well, you heard me talk about it briefly a moment ago. In case you've missed it overall, though, I will just tell you there's a major confrontation brewing right now on the southern border. And it is not a confrontation purely between illegals wantonly crossing the border in vast numbers. It's a confrontation between the state of Texas and the federal government. It is both predictable and avoidable. In the end, you have to ask this question: what's a state to do? So really, what is a state to do when their own well-being, their own livelihood is under threat, and the broader government from Washington, D.C. won't assist them? Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a natural disaster in your lifetime that did not result in a declaration by a governor that then resulted in aid from the feds? No. Every tornado, hurricane, winter blast, earthquake, you name it, if a governor of any state, regardless of political affiliation, were to call for help by making an official disaster declaration, the federal government would respond with all available resources. FEMA would set up shop and the National Guard would be at work. Churches, aid groups, the Salvation Army, Samaritan's Purse, they would all rush in to alleviate human suffering and ensure stability. Federal funds would be applied to begin immediately helping displaced civilians to find aid and comfort. Plans for the immediate restoration of the community would be put into operation. It would be a full court press. But I would dare say that what we are witnessing on our U.S. southern border right now is one of the worst disasters to ever strike any state. The sheer magnitude of the human wave that is flooding our border communities, devastating ranches and farms, overwhelming municipal services, stretching our law enforcement, wreaking havoc on local economies, overwhelming medical facilities, and injuring and even killing innocent people. And that's just the border towns, y'all. What about the fentanyl crisis that has killed over 100,000 Americans throughout the interior of our nation? Or the epic levels of human trafficking, or the wholesale revision of local commerce in cities and towns that suddenly find busloads and plane loads of illegals just dropped off in their streets? It's a disaster on a scale that we haven't seen in our lifetimes. Compare the cost in blood and treasure to the worst that you've ever seen. Hurricane Katrina, massive in its scope. It caused the deaths of 1,390 people and over $100 billion of property damage. The attacks of 9/11 caused the deaths of 2,996 people. In 2004, the Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami caused the deaths of 230,000 people. In 2010, a major earthquake hit Haiti, killed over 100,000 people. In 1989, the San Francisco earthquake killed 63 people and left thousands homeless. In every one of those cases, though, the U.S. government rushed aid and assistance, sometimes for months and even years, to the exact site of the emergency. Whole tax credits, long-term banking assistance were passed for some by Congress. Let that sink in. The federal government will rush to the aid of communities and even to foreign governments when disaster strikes, but not on our southern border. Under the Biden administration, a state can be sued if it merely tries to staunch the bleeding of illegal mass migration. So last week, the El Paso Times reported that 149 migrants died just in the El Paso sector of the border in the previous 12 months. 149. Residents in southern New Mexico are said to be regularly, quote, stumbling on the bodies in the desert. The International Order for Migration recently named the U.S.-Mexico border as the world's deadliest migration land route. The Wall Street Journal reported in March of last year that local officials in Eagle Pass, Texas, have to keep a refrigeration truck on hand just to hold the bodies of migrants who drowned in the Rio Grande. And that's just the death scale for the illegals who were lured here by Biden's policies. What about the level of physical and economic damage being wrought on the entire U.S.? In 2023, the Federation for American Immigration Reform posted a study that indicated that the overall cost of illegal immigration to U.S. taxpayers was in excess of $150 billion. The Heritage Foundation reports that in 2023, the Border Patrol encountered thousands of illegals who had prior violent criminal records, and that a 2021 Department of Justice report stated that 64% of federal arrests in recent years were of non-citizens, despite the fact that they only represent 7% of the population. In 2022 alone, over 73,000 people died in the U.S. from fentanyl overdoses, more than double the combined 3 years prior to that. A drug, by the way, that's largely trafficked over our southern border. So is the U.S. southern border a disaster? Yes. On a scale that rivals any disaster you can think of. If the southern border was a hurricane, tornado, or earthquake, the U.S. government would rush aid to the area. But instead, the state of Texas is being sued and threatened. So again, what's a state to do? Every governor swears an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and of the state in which he or she serves. It's an oath, a duty, a sacred duty. So this past week, the state of Texas took the extraordinary step of pushing the federal government out of the way. Over the past months, Texas has secured the border area with wire, walls, and water barriers, only to have the federal government remove them, cut them down, and sue them in court for doing so. Texas has had enough this past week. The 10th Amendment came into play in a big way when Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared that his National Guard would no longer allow the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to work in certain parts of Eagle Pass, Texas. They kicked the CBP out of the way, and they began blocking immigrants from crossing over and arresting those that did. The CBS affiliate in Austin reports that the Department of Homeland Security has threatened Texas that if they don't return border access to the Border Patrol by Wednesday night, that's last night, that the Biden administration would, quote, take legal action and examine all other options, whatever that means. Look, over a decade ago, back in 2011, when I was in the Alabama State Senate, we passed a landmark piece of legislation that was designed to enforce federal immigration law right here at the Alabama state level. We were harangued, threatened, protested, and doxxed, and we were sued. And we watched as whole sections of the law that we passed got diced up by liberal judges. But I look back, too, and I know that we were ahead of our times. Even then, we could see the problems that the Obama administration back then was allowing. We took some solace in knowing that we had done what we could. But now I'm watching Texas, and I'm thinking that I wish we were back at 2011 levels. So yes, the question remains, what's a state to do? Does the 10th Amendment afford a state the right to defend its own borders when the federal government won't? And I would say yes, it does. I believe that we are watching unfold right now between Texas and the U.S. government is going to be one of the biggest legal challenges ever brought to the application of a state's right to support and defend its own interests in the wake of a disaster that the federal government refuses to help with, or for that matter, even causes to happen. So yeah, Texas is back in the Alamo, and they're doing what Texans do. I say God bless Texas. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, those are some sobering stats, y'all. I mean, that southern border, it is beyond the scale of any natural disaster that we have on hand, that you can look back on, that you can find. You're seeing epic levels of deaths. It's beyond anything that we've ever seen in our lifetime, and we finally have a governor right now who is saying, well, by God, my National Guard is not going to let you in anymore. We'll do it ourselves. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what else he could do except sit idly by and let his state get ruined. More to come. We got a whole dipper on this one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.